Shrinking Violet by Carrie Best. Illustrated by Giselle Potter. On the afternoon of the annual Carry the Flag Day at school, Violet felt her stomach turn upside down. "I can't do it," she told her teacher, Mrs. Maxwell. "Everyone will be watching me." "We will be watching your lovely maple leaf flag," said Mrs. Maxwell, smiling.
"And how high you wave it," added her best friend, Opal. "Not to mention your flag day smile," said Harriet.
"And how well you march to the music," offered John Philip.
"I will be watching your fat knees," said Erwin, smirking and wrinkling up his nose.
Violet's cheeks blushed rhubarb red. She passed her flag to Bernie and found a seat in the very last row. Everyone stared, which made Violet itch and scratch and twirl her hair.
"I wish I could just shrink away," she thought, pretending to tie her shoe.
In the meantime, a fine display of colored flags paraded across the room while Erwin, still smirking, wrote, "I must be kind to others," 100 times. And Violet, still blushing, wrote,
"I am allergic to attention," on the inside of her hand.
"You don't really have fat knees," said Opal as she and Violet walked home after school.
"You have hairy arms," said Erwin,
bursting out of the bushes in front of Mrs. Hawthorne's house. All the neighbors stared, which made Violet itch and scratch and twirl her hair.
"I wish I could just shrink away," she thought, counting the number of hairs she had up and down her arms.